Test Folder 5. Exercise 2. You will hear part of a talk about winds high above the earth. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 11. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 11.
Today I'm going to talk about one of the major influences on the weather, jet streams, and one in particular. Basically, a jet stream is a wind, although it blows much more regularly than most of the winds we experience. It may help to think of it as a narrow, fast-flowing river of air. The polar front jet stream, which affects the weather of North America and the British Isles, is between 9 and 13 kilometres above sea level. It flows right round the globe, in sections thousands of kilometres long, and moves much faster than winds at ground level, reaching a maximum during the winter. Then the normal speed is about 400 kilometres an hour. Though speeds of over 600 kilometres an hour have been recorded. The stream moves from west to east because of the rotation of the Earth. The jet stream is formed on the boundary between two blocks of air of different temperatures. To the north, there's the cold air of the North Pole region, and to the south, the subtropical air closer to the equator. This, of course, is much warmer. The difference in temperature results in a difference in pressure, and this in turn forces the air to move. Unlike rain or snow, which we've always known about, jet streams are a relatively recent discovery. In the 1940s, during the Second World War, pilots flying high-altitude planes noticed that they travelled faster when they were going eastwards, helped by strong tailwinds. Modern planes are affected too. A flight from London to New York takes about 7.5 hours, but travelling in the opposite direction takes an hour less. This, of course, means a considerable saving in time and fuel. The drawback is that when planes enter and leave a jet stream, they meet considerable turbulence. So even for highly sophisticated modern aircraft, navigation isn't as easy as you might expect. As I mentioned, jet streams affect the weather, so weather forecasters need to include them in their calculations. Data about the jet stream and other high-level conditions is fed into computers, making it possible to pick out the areas where depressions may form. In the British Isles, forecasters then calculate whether these depressions are likely to develop into storms which may cause structural damage as they rush in from the Atlantic, or whether there'll be nothing more serious than showers. In fact, the jet stream has a major influence on the Atlantic depressions that bring rainfall to the British Isles all year round. This is actually a very beneficial climate, although not everyone would agree. If global warming really starts to accelerate in the second half of this century, as many scientists expect, the area of warm air will be much larger during the summer than it is now. The impact on the jet stream will be that it will be located further north. The British Isles will then become dry, with an almost complete lack of summer rain. So there's a pretty unpleasant change in prospect.